Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, tomorrow we'll get back. We're gonna deviate today. Tomorrow we'll get back to the chaos and the craziness of politics in this nation. We try every day, we try really hard, to guide and make you aware of the importance of bringing America home. Back to what we once were. A productive and honorable people, taking pride in our jobs, our good work ethics, can't talk, quality workmanship, meeting the needs of others in our community and our family. That used to be what America was about. But today, we bring to you another way to bring America home, keeping America working, growing, learning, playing, by supporting all American-made businesses. While we say, I can't find anything made in the USA anymore, that's not true. We've been searching here daily, and we keep finding them. They may be a little difficult, but we're trying to bring them to you. America has many such companies, if we just look. Products with that special, unique, artisan touch. The companies I've been bringing to you are usually, not always, but usually family businesses. But the word is deceiving. While it is a business to make a living, these companies, their products and art, that's their lives. It's who they are. We talk about the economy much of the time, but there is no better way to boost America's economy than to buy American made. When you do, you help keep Americans employed. You invest in higher quality products, the best you can get, and the money that you spend stays here at home in America. Today I bring to you another artist. He's been using his hands and making stuff, wooden toys and more, since he was just a youngster. Mike Rainville. Mike Rainville is the founder and the president of Maple Landmark Woodcraft. Mike was born and raised in Vermont, starting his business in Lincoln when he was just 15. He has been at full time since he graduated from Clarkson University in 1984. The business moved to Middlebury in 1996, and the facility has been expanded to a current 28,000 square feet. It is a family business involving a lot of Mike's family, wife, sister, mother, two sons, and until recently, his grandmother. I love the way he put this, who we allowed to retire. Mike has been on the board of the Vermont Woodworks Council since it originally formed as the Vermont Wood Manufacturers Association, serving as past president and current treasurer. He is also chair of the Vermont Manufacturing Extension Center's Advisory Board. He is past member of the Working Lands Enterprise Board and still helps on the Forestry Committee. Maple Landmark was honored with the UVM Family Business Legacy Award in 2012. Mike was named the Vermont Woodworker of the Year in 2015 and the SBA Vermont Small Business Person of the Year in 2017. Mike still lives in his hometown of Lincoln and with his wife, Jill, and sons, and Adam and Andrew. And we welcome Mike Rainville of Maple Landmark Woodcraft to CSE Talk Radio today. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm just fine.
You took time to come out and visit with us, and I appreciate that.
Sure, not a problem.
This is getting a busy time of the year for you. We're coming into Christmas. I would think that would really boost up the sales.
It's our season, and we're starting to feel it, for sure.
And here I am, taking you away for an hour.
That's okay.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I know it hasn't been easy. Many of the Made in America products and companies that have taken that step to stay made in America, they tell me that it isn't always easy. You know, you could go cheaper, you could save dollars, but it's not the same quality of products. And I wanted to visit with you a little bit about that particular side of your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you can tell me kind of the story of how, you know, the struggles and the trials and of staying made in America and keeping your products true to that.
Well, I don't quite understand the story myself all that well, perhaps. I just do things the way it's been comfortable for me. You know, finding the way to do business is comfortable to us. It always makes sense to deal with people you know, you know, in terms of suppliers, and to sell to people you know, for customers. And as we grew, obviously, the geography expanded to, you know, that we sold to. But it never made sense to go overseas from our standpoint. What I like to say is, you know, we found who we are, and it's just people who like to make stuff. It's not of interest to us to just be designers and importers like we've seen other companies go. We just want to, you know, have fun cranking up the machines every day and getting a good day's work done.
I have, you mentioned suppliers. Now you have to have wood to make your wood products. So
Yeah. Where
do you use just one kind of wood, several different kinds, and where do you get your wood? Do you keep it there from Vermont, or do you get it in other places?
We use primarily Vermont sourced material. Our major material is hard maple,
mm-hmm.
or sugar maple, or rock maple, depending how you reference it. And then we use a little bit of eastern white pine, and then we get into oak and cherry a little bit. We work with Vermont mills primarily. Things like cherry grows better, cleaner, higher quality in the Pennsylvania area, so mm-hmm. often our cherry will come from there. But it's certainly from this end of the country, and it's primarily Vermont when you look at all the lumber we use.
Walnut, do you do anything with walnut?
We haven't much.
Okay.
I played with it a lot when I was in high school, and I think one year I spent more money on walnut than the value of the products that I sold from it.
yeah, walnut's pretty high. It's pretty pricey.
And, you know, at that time I couldn't buy very much at a time, so I didn't, you know, get any good pricing on it. But it was a lot of fun. But generally, in terms of the toys that we make, maple is really kind of the gold standard for material. So
that's the name, maple. But you also got your name. You said your grandfather, in what I was reading on your website, that your grandfather was in the maple syrup business.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that. That's kind of interesting to me.
Sure. Well, on the home farm where I grew up, he had a dairy and the maple sugaring business, and the name of the they called themselves Maple Landmark Homestead, and the landmark was just a landmark of trees on a knoll that was up behind the farm that you could see across town. And you know, it was just one of those simple things. And when I got out of college and said, well, I got to find a real name for my business, I kind of grabbed the family moniker a little bit and made a Maple Landmark Woodcraft.
Well, and it's beautiful stuff. I'm looking at it now. We're headed into a commercial. When we come back, I want to talk about what happened in 2007 when your business got a little bit of a boost. I want to mention that. And I want to talk about some of the different things that you do with your toys and your products. How do you create something new? I'm curious. I want to know all about that. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Mike Rainville of Maple Landmark Woodcraft. You can visit their website by going to maplelandmark.com. That's maplelandmark.com. If you're interested in anything that you see there or you just want to talk to them, it's 802-388-0627. Or you can visit right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Yeah.
Green America is more than a slogan. It's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mike Rainville of Maple Landmark Woodcraft. I want you to visit their website. It's maplelandmark.com. Just very simple. MapleLandmark.com. Back in 2007, according to your website, you mentioned that your business got a little bit of boost because of the China crisis with the toys being with lead paint and all that. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about that.
Yeah, we always refer to that as the season of chaos, I guess. Things kind of went wild there for a few months.
Wow, because it happened all of a sudden unexpectedly, huh?
Yeah, the recalls kind of happened one after another through the summer. And by the early fall, everybody's wondering, well, if we can't trust these toys, then what are the alternatives? And we fortunately got a lot of press because, well, there's not many companies in this country that actually make toys. So we got a lot of attention and did a lot of business.
Well, and, you know, I put down here when I was reading this about the toy safety. What do you do there to assure toy safety? Of course, no lead paint. I know that.
Yeah. I mean, now, since those recalls, the federal government put in stronger rules for toy testing. Mm-hmm. And so we follow all of those. So we have to have all the chemicals tested that we use to finish the toys and the inks and glues and all of that, and physical testing too, just to be sure that something's not going to break off a small part and be a choking hazard or something like that, and be sure all our labels are made accordingly. So in our product development process, we're very conscious of the safety aspects, and we're kind of proud of the fact that we really didn't have to change very much when these new rules came into place, because we were already, you know, well in line.
And it says here in this particular comment that Schoolhouse Naturals line of maple toys that have no finishes or inks applied to them. How do you do that? I guess I can't tell you. You don't need to give secrets, but it's just.
Well, it's just a wooden toy with no finish.
Okay.
And we use we have laser machines here, so we put the detail on with lasers. So it's just kind of a burn, you could call it. So there's no chemicals applied on the surface of the toys, and because when we're in the midst of all that chaos, as I call it, we were trying to see where things were going to go, and we were getting calls from people who were panicking over every small aspect of toy safety, because the magnifying glass was out, and consumers were, you know, there were mothers that were freaking out about anything. And we decided that we would try introducing a line that was as bare bones as possible. And we did that, and it's been reasonably successful. The truth is, when people see that, and then they see some colorfully printed toys, which we have in our line, they still like to go for the color. And they're still safe, but... you know, it's not that ultimate no chemical at all kind of situation.
And you still make the alphabet blocks, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And I just love those. I know I'm an adult, but I love the alphabet block.
Yeah.
And you don't see that with the kids as much anymore. You may find it, you know, in an old church nursery or something. They still have the wooden blocks. But those are something that I think every child must have, because they can learn to spell their name. They can learn their letters that way. And numbers. Some of them have numbers on them, too, don't they?
Yeah. So, it's a good basic toy. It's people can kids can learn stacking, and not just the letters themselves, but spatial things about building things with blocks and whatnot. And too many kids don't really have that opportunity anymore, because, you know, as soon as they're old enough, there's a little screen put in front of them to poke at.
Yes, I've got some grandchildren that do that.
Yeah.
But the blocks, just the building blocks, I liked those. We had some of those when I was a kid. I know I'm telling my age here, but we had some of those when I was a kid, and you have those available as well, don't you?
Yep, we do.
And you have a lot of things, and I can't mention all of them. Now, you also, I mentioned in my opening, employing Americans. You employ over 40 people, don't you?
Yeah, about 41 at the moment.
About 40, but who's counting, huh? And I'm just very thankful that you allowed you permitted your grandmother to retire.
she is 99.
Yeah. Well, oh my gosh. Well, when's her birthday?
In April.
In April.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, happy birthday to her all year long. That is amazing. 99 years old. Well, I'm glad you finally let her retire recently. I bet she loved it, though.
Yeah, gave her something to do, something social.
She probably still shows up every once in a while, doesn't she?
Oh, she's around. She'll come down to the senior center that's down the street, you know, and have that as a social outlet.
That is amazing. Well, now, did you think when you were 15 and getting started that you would be with where you are today, employing over 40 people?
I really didn't have
any. Didn't have that vision?
Any big plan or context or whatever. I do know. I mean, my mind's always been as a manufacturer, and I'm supposed to say that this is all about being a craftsperson and everything, but I like to think in terms of process and procedure. So when I was making a dozen cribbage boards, I would be thinking about how I would do it if I needed to make a gross of cribbage boards, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So, you know, that's as far as my mind let me wander, I guess. And other than that, we just kind of took it a step at a time.
Well, it's amazing what you have done. And I was interested as I was looking through some of the toys that you have wooden teething rings.
Yes.
Now, explain a wooden teething ring to me, how that works. I guess just like any other teething ring?
Yeah.
They just chew on it.
It's just not plastic, that's all. It's wood. It's smooth. We put a lot of work into them to get them nice and smooth. Maple is not going to chew up a splinter. And if they have teeth to chew something up, then they don't need a teeth.
They don't need a teething ring anymore. That's true.
So we sell quite a large number of those, different shapes and patterns and things. But, yeah, we have a lot of customers that swear by them.
That is amazing to me. That is amazing. Do you come up with new toys? I mean, how do you do that? Do you come up with a new toy every year or just when something kind of pops into your head that something or changing an old one into something a little different to give it a new twist?
All of the above, I guess. we have an internal committee. We have our in-house artists and production people, and we produce for our wholesale customers a catalog and two supplements each year. So those are always deadlines for us to come up with new product, and we're probably coming out with 50 new items every year.
Oh, amazing!
We have over 1,000 products in our line, so we kind of have to keep it fresh. And
and you are competing. You're competing with the plastic world, you know. You're competing with the tough stuff and all, you know, all those things. But I don't think you could beat the wooden blocks. I just really don't think you can beat the wooden toys. They're there forever, and they last, and you could hand them down. It's not something, you know, the plastic's not going to last forever. It breaks it, it dents it, whatever, you know, it just doesn't last forever. I want to give the website again, maplelandmark.com, maplelandmark.com, or you can give them a call and just visit with them because they do make customized items, and I'm going to talk to him a little bit about that. 802-388-0627. That's 802-388-0627. Now, I did read that you make customized items, and how does that work?
Well, since we're a wood shop, people think that, well, you're a wood shop, you can make anything out of wood. So people are always coming to us to have something made, you know, local companies or even just individuals. We generally like to do production runs of custom work, but we do tap handles for breweries, since microbrewing is such a big deal, and well, it's all across the country. It plays right into what our equipment does very well. We do store displays, we do award plaques and name tags. We do components for other manufacturers. It's all about just kind of keeping the machines busy. So, you know, we're very careful to be sure that it's something that fits our processes.
Absolutely.
Naturally.
Well, I'm looking at your trains and the animals, and I want to talk about some of the different things, and I want to talk about how people can order for Christmas, if that's a good thing. I think it is a good thing to get started early. I'm usually the one that drags her feet at Christmas time, but I think it's a good thing to get started early. Give us a call at 877-895-5410 if you got a question for Mike. 877-895-5410. Check out their website. It's MapleLandmark.com. That's MapleLandmark.com. And Mike and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I just want to let my listeners know that I have started an All-American Market page on my website. You just go to csctalkradio.com and go to All-American Market. I'm trying to get as many Made in America products and companies there as I possibly can. We have currently MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletops, and we're working on a few others to try and bring them to you, including some books. And so we are trying to get this done because we believe in Made in America, and we want to support those companies as best we can and bring them to you. You maybe can't find them someplace else, but we want to bring them to you. Now, Maple Landmark Woodwork, they also sell to retailers, so you are in the stores in different places, and I know that you try to take care of that as well as sell on your website. No, so I do want to give that again for you. It is MapleLandmark.com. That's MapleLandmark.com. As we were going into the break, you know, I always think it's time to get ready for Christmas, and I've got several ideas in my head, but I'm usually the world's best procrastinator, or worst, whichever way you want to put it. But looking at your website, I see the trains, I see the animals, and they've got the little wooden wheels on them, and They're just amazing. I think they're just perfect. I have 14 grandchildren now. Some of them are adults, but I have some little ones that are just crawling and getting around now. And I know that they love to stack things. So the blocks are always or the wooden blocks or else the letter blocks and the number blocks. Those are always something that they can use and grow with and hand them down to the next sibling as they come. And but you have the animal train and you have the regular trains and lots of other things here. Oh, I see some tracks. Just amazing. It's just amazing what you make there. Are you with me, Mike? There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting all excited about it. I'm Christmas shopping here. I'm looking at your... Do you make a train to go around the Christmas tree? I know it's not electric, but do you make a train that goes around the Christmas tree?
Not specifically. Certainly you could buy the right amount of track to you know, extend around a large enough circle to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, the trains and the animals, they are kind of unique. I know when that happened back in, what year was that, when China got in trouble? I know that there was a little thing about another train that was popular back then that I know that at that time, my daughter-in-law had a store that she was selling school products in. It was a teacher store is what it really was. But she had a certain product there that was made in China that they had to take off the shelves. And so I remember when that all happened and they found another outlet for that. I was kind of hoping it was yours, but I haven't been able to talk to her to find out if it was. But I know that there was a train company that kind of had to back up the train a little bit and redo their products because China was not doing well.
Yeah, there was some small trains that got wrapped up in all of that.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we, have, you know, extended our train line, you know, as a result of some of that, because people were coming and looking for more items, more variety. So, I mean, we're known for the name trains, to spell kids' names. That's a big
right.
part of our business.
Right.
But we do the full sets with track and buildings and trees and animals and, you know, and all sorts of accessories.
And the letters. I see the letter train.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them here now, and those are just amazing. Of course, you can use them as toys or you can use them as decor in their bedrooms, you know, the name train. You can do different things with those. But I'm looking also at the tracks, which I had, and I don't know why I didn't notice those before. I guess I was looking for something else. But the tracks, you've got bridges and all kinds of things. And I raised all boys. I raised 5 sons. And that would have been something they would have just gone crazy over. You know, the little plastic ones, they don't last very long, and they step on them. And, of course, I'm sure they can break these, too. But they just didn't last very long, and they were electric. And, of course, you had to worry about that and the batteries or whatever. So I really think these are an awesome toy to add
to
somebody.
We do well with them, for sure. Yep.
You do. Okay. Yep. And so... Do you have, like, a promotions at Christmas that you kind of promote certain things, or?
You know, right in the Christmas season, we're just so busy trying to keep up with things that we don't generally offer ourselves any specials of any sort. People think we should, but when you're already selling as much as you can make, then
everything's,
you know,
special.
You're kind of just trying to keep up with it all, and we're so focused on production that we don't have a whole lot of time to think about sales and marketing at that point in time.
Well, let me push something for Christmas for you.
Sure.
Because I think this is something that is unique. And something that, especially grandparents, you know, grandfather can give to the child and to the grandchild and be a part of their lives. And that is your kits. Made
yeah.
by me, cars and trucks. And I'm looking at those and they're kits to make a truck, to make a train engine, a tugboat, a tractor, and a racer. And so I'm looking at those, and I'm thinking those are perfect for those younger grandchildren. And how much fun they would have with a grandparent if you bought that for them for Christmas or a birthday or any time. And worked on that together, putting that together. Maybe even make it a gift for another sibling or another cousin.
Yeah, it's a great interactive, parent and child or grandfather and child, grandchild kind of thing. The kids can get some crayons or whatever they want and decorate them up, and then they can put the wheels on them, and they've got themselves a toy that they did themselves.
Stickers, glue, glitter glue, just go on and on and on, and even suggests on your website to make those and give them at birthdays. Make that kind of an activity for birthday parties and such, you know. So that beats pinning the tail on the donkey any day. Maybe a little more work for the mom or whoever's running the party. But I think those are great ideas. And I think bringing children to an imagination to where they can actually be proud of something they've made with their own hands is a good part of nurturing them for things in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than just, as you say, pushing buttons on a screen.
Yeah.
Those may teach them eye and hand coordination, but this teaches them a lot more, I think, as well as eye and hand coordination, imagination, and putting something together and how it works. Amazing. I think it's amazing that you're offering those.
Well, we did an event many years ago, and the event, they wanted to have a kids' table with some activity, and well, we were trying to figure out what we could provide because we were the toy maker in the group, and so we decided we would just bring some unfinished car bodies and wheels and see if the kids would like to put them together. Well, it was the hot ticket for the event, and so we decided we actually had a product idea there. So
it is a product.
That's where those came about, was just from, that kind of hands-on event.
So you have these, and then you also have them in a package where they can get all of them. And I want to push this with my listeners, because these are great things to have and to do with your children or your grandchildren or niece or nephew. If you want to have a connection, help them make something. Get it for them to make for somebody else. So they also learn the art of giving as well as the art of making something. We're heading into another break, and we have Neil from Missouri. Neil, if you'll hang on and be patient with us, we'll get to you when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're bringing America home today with Maple Landmark Woodcraft. That is maplelandmark.com or 802-388-0627. And Mike and Beth Ann and Neil. We'll be right back.
Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've been visiting with Mike Rainville of Maple Landmark. I get that out. I don't know. I can't say it three times real fast. I don't know if I can say it once. Maple Landmark Woodcraft. And I want you to visit their website by going to maplelandmark.com. Give them a call at 802-388-0627. This hour is for them. I wanted to give them a little plug and help them get branded. And we have Neil from Missouri with a question for you, Mike. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, all right. I'm just having a little trouble picking up your show. I listened to you on shortwave, and it's not coming in real clear this morning.
All right.
And does he use just exclusively maple in all of his toys, or is there other types of wood he uses?
He mentioned that. I'm going to let him go over that again. Mike?
The majority we use in our toys is maple, but there are some things where it's more appropriate to use pine, and we use a little bit of cherry in toys as well.
Okay, so you don't use things like black walnut or butternut or?
No, not for toys.
Yeah, the walnut is higher. It's higher cost, so.
And it's just not as durable getting banged around.
Yeah, that maple, it lasts.
Yeah.
It lasts,
right.
For
you,
sure.
You're only buying maybe your maple locally, or you buy it from across the country?
We buy it locally.
And you said you got most of the cherry in Pennsylvania, that they have the best cherry. And where was it you said you got the pine? Was that locally, too?
Pine is local as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're native species here, so.
Okay. Yeah. Does that answer your questions, Neil? Did you have anything else?
No, that's just what I wanted to know. Thanks.
Okay, appreciate it, Neil. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Well, we were talking about these kits when we went into the break, and there was something I wanted to push with my listeners. Now, they're very economical, and I'm just going to give the price that I got off of the website. Yeah, I'm sure you'll have to pay more for shipping and handling and that kind of thing, but just the single kit for either the truck or the train engine or the tugboat or the tractor or the race car, the racer, is $4.90. Now, that's not much to spend for the time you will be with a child or a grandchild and what you will learn with them, not just in this, but conversations that you will carry on while you're doing something together. I know a lot of women like to cook with their granddaughters and maybe their grandsons. I know I had little aprons made for all of mine that say Meemaw's Helper. And so it's the same type of a concept, only they're actually building something with their hands. So they learn a little bit about construction. And I just think it's a wonderful idea, not just hand them a toy, but teach them how to make one and show them how it works and how it goes together and talk about different things while you're doing that with your child or grandchild or nephew or niece or neighbor. Maybe you've got a neighbor child that doesn't have a father or doesn't have a father that's there very much and could use a little bit more of a help in that respect and a man in his life. And that would be a great idea as a gift to do together. So I want you to give them a call at 802-388-0627. That's 802-388-0627. And the website is maplelandmark.com. We're about done here for the day. Mike, I'm going to let you kind of push your products a little bit, push your company. I know you're proud of it. You've come a long way. And you just recently brought your sons in the last few years. So it truly is a family business.
Yeah, both my sons came in after they graduated college, and they're quite busy here, have their plates full. Fortunately, they bring different skill sets to us. One is more the technical process guy, and one is more the internet and communications and all of that. So he's taken over catalog design and keeping social media, trying to keep it up to par, if you can actually accomplish that. And it's great having him around.
Oh, I bet it is.
So, we work long hours and, you know, we get to see each other, so that's
and you build together, don't you? You build that company together, and that's just awesome. And I'm just really so proud of your grandmother that's 99 years old. That is just amazing to me, and that she has worked all this time and helped. And I want to promote this very much because I really think this is a great thing to do, promoting the Made in America products and companies that they've weathered the storms. And, in fact, the storm has kind of helped MapleLandmark.com because of some of the less quality products that we get from overseas so much of the time. And we're dealing a lot with that these days as far as the trade issues that are going around here today in this political arena. And I just think it's so important. You know, we say down on the farm and on the ranch, you know, if you want to know where your food and your meat comes from, buy locally. You've got a local farmer, a local rancher, and that's the same thing with any product. With Maple Landmark Woodcraft, buy locally. They're local. I know they're in Vermont, but they're local. They're people like the ones next door, and they have a craft, they have an art, and they work at it, and they take pride. I know you take pride in what you do. I read that you had sometimes gone to craft sales. Are you even able to do that anymore?
We haven't done actual craft fairs in quite a long time. Now it's more trade shows and that kind of thing. And I'll go occasionally, but I'm probably the least person here for being an effective salesperson. So I'll put the people that can be a better voice for the company, I guess you could say, sometimes.
Well, the owner is usually a good voice. I mean, the enthusiasm and the artistry you've put into this since you were 15, obviously, it's very near and dear to your heart, which makes your products great because each one of those products has some of your heart in them.
There's a process to every one of them, and
And you design them, and so, you know, it's all a part of the family, and it's part of making America great. You know, toys and products that work for the families, that work for the children, it's just an amazing thing. And like I said, I really am pushing the craft where they have they can make their own, build their own. They're all cut out for you. You just have to put it together. It's going to be very simple and a great time with your grandchild or your child or neighbor or whoever you choose to do that with. Maybe it's Sunday school group. Maybe that would be good. They're always packing these boxes to send overseas for other children that are less fortunate. That would be a wonderful idea to do that as a Sunday school class or a Boy Scouts or whoever it is, and put them together and then send them off to someone else. The art of giving as well as making and building. Mike, thank you so much for all that you do. We wish you the very best luck and get through the Christmas season and make other people happy. I know that that's what you try to do every day, and we appreciate that so much.
Yep. Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Visit their website. It's maplelandmark.com. That's maplelandmark.com. The phone number to call them is 802-388-0627. That's 802-388-0627. When you support American-made companies and businesses, you keep your money here and you bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. 5